Wax Lyrical is made on the land of the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. We pay respect to all elders of the past, the present, and the young ones coming up. Sovereignty was never ceded.
In the fight for democracy, the fires rage on.
Solidarity with protesters in Iraq who are dying for their cause. 260 Iraqis have been killed so far, many shot by snipers.
Any further attempt by the government to raise taxes of the kind that disproportionately affect poor people. It wasn't just the WhatsApp tax, but it was a series of proposals by the cabinet.
Like a war zone, there is debris simply everywhere.
The protesters planting an American flag, their message, liberty or death.
This is one of the entrances, and it's one of the reasons the police can't
stop
in
Hong Kong from operating. I just simply don't agree with this method of doing this. Enough is enough.
You motherfuckers! What the Hong Kong people, the detentions, think them have in common? You call all of us cockroaches, and that is what Hitler called before they massacred the Jews. You are planning for another Holocaust. This is massacre! What Martin Luther King said, justice anywhere is injustice everywhere. You have the opportunity to show to the world what civilized China can be, but you know what? You have failed badly. We want freedom, and freedom is what we will get. Give me liberty or give me death, because Hong Kong is where the land of the brave, and we are brave.
Lyrical.
You think the end of the world is coming?
The preacher man says it's the end of time. Says that America's rivers are going dry. The interest is up. The stock market's down. You guys gotta be careful walking around here this late at night. No, we don't, ma'am, I'm sorry. This is the perfect place to get jumped.
But do you think the end of the world is coming?
No. So says the preacher man, but I don't go by what he says.
Thank you. 集會，呢個係我自己嘅權利嚟噶嘛，集會係香港人嘅權利嚟噶嘛，我有我嘅自由去做任何嘢噶，點解要企出嚟？呢個係為公義，而係為嘢，亦都係為香港人嘅自由去發聲咯。
How does the end of the world look for you guys?
Do you?
Yeah, I don't know, I suppose. there's so many different routes, right? There's like the fantastical idea of like the Mad Max, we run out of water and we all turn into savages and all that kind of stuff. That's the post-apocalypse, I suppose. But I mean like...
You mean like
I kind of like the roughness.
The end of the world is like the.
How do you see society breaking down? Do you think it's
so the end of humanity and society as we know?
To a sense, yeah.
Is it like the extinction of our species, or just the
not necessarily breaking? Just okay. The breakdown, I suppose. I'm more interested in where does it start and where do we end up, kind of thing.
Well, I think that there's definitely an element of sustainability in there.
Yeah.
Our Earth is. Somewhat doomed. We've got 12 years before we've done irreversible damage.
Mm-hmm.
Potentially less.
Yeah, potentially less. I think 12 years is like kind of the projection.
The really,
idea. They're like, we have 12 years
to
get onto it. It's already like we've done a lot of damage.
Yeah.
I also think that humans are like cockroaches. I don't know that we're going to die out. I think there will always be people that survive through. I think it depends on how you define the end of the world to really. Try and visualize.
Because I've always liked that idea of we're kind of a bit self-involved to think the world ends with us.
Oh, yeah.
There was things here before us, and there's going to be things after us.
Yeah.
And whether we get to a point where we destroy ourselves as opposed to the Earth, will there be more things that come after us? Or or do we reach a point where we do completely consume everything that's on this planet?
Yeah, I think it's hard to look beyond a human-centric approach to things.
Mm, totally.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, the end of us doesn't mean the end of the universe.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, it's the whole Fermi paradox, like...
Yeah, yeah.
The whole, like, idea of us being alone in the universe is equally as terrifying as being not alone in the universe.
Yeah, and the idea that life expires prior to being able to seek out...
That's it. The universe is so big that finding another civilization capable of doing what we're doing at exactly the same time is so huge. Like, there's no way that could... Like, just meeting another life form is one thing, but having them effectively communicate with us is a whole different thing. And maybe civilizations have risen and fallen in the amount of time that it's taken us to get here.
Mm.
So whether we're going to meet something else out there, or maybe we just have ourselves. And what's better? What's worse?
Do you have an idea of... sort of.
I'm asking the questions here.
Well, I think it's inevitable that the Earth is going to keep heating up.
Right.
So perhaps humans, I don't know if we'll be completely wiped out, but perhaps the humans that will survive will be those that are used to warmer climates. Perhaps there
so
will
we
be,
adapt.
Yeah, perhaps
adapt and survive.
Adaption
there. Or the humans that survive are the ones with the financial capacity to overcome heat.
Durante intentos de saqueo, aunque las multitudinarias protestas contra el gobierno de Iván Duque fueron mayoritariamente pacíficas, al final de la jornada hubo graves disturbios.
to all be on the same level. Like the breakdown of like, destroy credit card debt, you destroy like banks, you destroy all this, you destroy money.
Yeah.
Like, does that make us all equal? Does that make us all...
But I guess it's never equal because, you know, I mean, then it gets to a point of like some people are of higher altitudes. Like, sounds stupid, but like...
The Sherpas will inherit the earth.
Can't help where you're born.
Yeah.
If you're if you're born at rising sea levels and there's people that are well set up in a fucking cool climate with some clean glacier
water. Know what's going on.
It's still... Yeah, it's why, like, all that nationalistic approach just seems so absurd to me, because it's like, you can close off all your borders all you want, but the problems are still going to end up at your doorstep.
Still inside, yeah.
They might take longer to get there, but eventually there's going to be people knocking at your door, and they're going to be fucking hungry and thirsty and dying, and,
I think I definitely, like, again, coming back to this concept of the end of the world, like, I agree with you. I think that to begin with, as the world starts to disintegrate, as the world is potentially disintegrating, potentially there will be this idea that if you have economic gain, if you have the means to change monetarily, yes, you will persevere to a certain point. But I think that once that breaks down, like, if you did remove money, if you did remove debt, if you removed all of these things, if technology stopped working because we had no way to run it anymore. I think if you think about that concept.
What about right now, like as we're speaking, there's a blackout on the internet. Internet drops. We don't have Wi-Fi, we don't have any of that stuff anymore. I'm interested to hear what you guys would think would happen. What would be the next thing that would happen if the internet disappeared right now?
Ooh.
Think about it, because like how you communicate with one another in this day and age, your job, the university, with socializing, what would happen if that whole digital self that you have compiled over the last few years was just gone?
Ooh, I think if the internet disappeared, like in reference to the end of the earth, or just in reference to like modern day society?
Yeah.
Which one?
Both. Do you think that is the end of, like, do you think there's chaos after that? Or
no,
do you think we would find an alternate means?
I think we would always find an alternate means.
Yeah.
But I think that they're two different questions. I think if it was in reference to the end of the earth, I think without the internet, a lot of people would have to look into their knowledge stores, like how simple it is to start a fire, tie a knot, all these really basic concepts that when you think about it, you can't do something, the first thing you do is go, Google, I've got it in my pocket, I'm just going to, like, ask God. Idea that, like, when I can't do something, it's fine because I can Google it. Mm-hmm. If that disappeared, that would be very difficult for a lot of people that are not used to this idea of not having to, these basic concepts of, like, how to build a hutchie, how to, like, dig a hole, like, create all these things, like, these practical applications that we would potentially come up with.
Yeah.
I think in your modern-day society, it would be an inconvenience.
But I mean, supermarkets could still figure out how to stock themselves.
There's
still things that, just with the collapse of the internet, would still be able to function.
Mm.
I mean, are there landlines?
let's say like a complete blackout. No electronics.
No electronics.
Well, I think that'd be
overnight.
Yeah, I think
everything stops.
I think that there would be it would be a lot more detrimental to the higher class, upper class.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you think about like Wall Street, or you're thinking about banking, all these various things that you need to create wealth.
Sure,
that
yeah,
would be
okay.
a massive thing. And it's happened. Obviously, there was like a crash on Wall Street and, you know, stocks fell and things happened and no one knew what was going on. A lot of people lost a lot of money.
Yeah.
And I think that would be one thing. I think for the everyday man, person, woman, whatever, it would be difficult. Like, you see it, like, a couple of months ago, Instagram simply crashed and no one could get it on there. And it was like this big talk that was happening. People still went on about their lives and like went to work and went to their local coffee store and people interacted.
They could still tweet about it. You know what I mean?
Actually, Twitter did shut down for a little while.
Yeah, yeah, but like one social media platform collapses and then everyone goes on to the other one and starts talking about how that one collapsed until it's back on again. Sure.
It's still a microcosm of like an overall experience. Like, I think if it all crashed, like, people would be forced. Like, there would probably be a generation of uncomfortability of like, how do I engage with people, you know, like as simply as like getting onto public transport and trying to shelter yourself from the conversation in the outside world by looking at your phone. If you don't have that, you're then forced to communicate. I think people would find a way to communicate again. It would be awkward and difficult.
Yeah.
It sounds fantastic. It's great. It's great. But I think there would be a lot of people that would be very uncomfortable.
Sure.
And it would be uncomfortable, but we'd progress forward.
Cool.
That would be in the modern day society. I think it would be a lot more complicated were it to happen within the realms of the end of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And everything kind of breaking down. And then you can't also use the internet. It would be very, very difficult. I want to for those that have been brought up on
science.
I'm in the back of this car, no taxi, sadly. I beg a man, please try and mad me. You'll see this hand thing get handy. Live or cool when I slap this bloody. One in the head, jump out and get tappy. I didn't catch him, I didn't go back happy. Patties, patties, and fucking patties. Belly up, sport man, and get splashy.
Switch, you don't wanna see me switch. Chop off the moped with a stick, no witch. The sweet one stepped out and drip. Three balls in her tongue, this brown skin thick. Telling me she rates my songs and dick. Back Rambo's not a fan of flicks. This 3-8 hand thing holds six. Like Turner with Bay, I can't slip.
I could talk on Bear Man's name 15. That was me on the ride on my blade. Then the next two rides, man, went on the whap, got bored, a spinner in the gauge. If you don't see no one at top, so comments with circling turnpike lane. Trying to just ching man out of there, J's eye broski, holding the clutch, then break. Close do tap, the keys on squeezing, sneezing. This is the shotgun season. Get back, gang, with the dotties revealing. S slapped it, jumped out and beat it. Gang them crash, no flight of the Phoenix. Two in the dots for five of these idiots. Got chefed up and then left bleeding. Lack on the road, that's normal procedures. These hot boys must have gone cuckoo, cause I'm really on jewels, no fibs. Man told in the fuck off chings. If you see double L, step round with a limp. Or his two guns up in a whip. Slap that quick, watch his whole body twitch. Don't feel you could ride on the Niz, man. Slide right back in the tinted whip.
If I slap this corner, the hand ting, it's a mad thing. If I press this trigger, 6 man squashing this dinger. Chest shot, chinger, jump out, gang with a spinner. This hot fuck come way too inner. Can't friend got shot, she don't know who's a driller. To all the hot boys, it's your friends, we pull up. No reaction, they don't ride for their nigger. I'm on the old 10 toes of my soldiers. I don't beef my age, I got beef with orders. Man, crash this corner off motors. His shotgun slaps and it flings my shoulder. Tion Wayne is a fucking joker. Carney tryna spill juice to soaker. But fool, when he try run with his poker, he's with DV and they both got poker.
I'm tryna do it like book swings, blades and hooks, but they got broski on the case. The shotgun come long like grace, half a half bit, so it comes in a rave. On the stage with haste, bitch, shan't come away, so I'm in N9 and my mates. Gang changing plates, day for first days, and head straight back to the base. The sweet one keeps talking about days. If I slap this gauge, whole neighborhood wakes. Bro, cause put his foot on the brace, my jailer backed it and try hit that face. If you can't see H, then we go and get blades, either way, it works both ways. Bro's drunk off ways, got corn for days, so don't get blamed on the mains.
I'm in the back of this car, no taxi, sadly. I beg a man, please try and mad me. You'll see this hand thing get handy, live or cool when I slap this bloody. One in the head, jump out and get tappy. I didn't catch him, I didn't go back happy. Patties, patties, and fucking patties. Belly up, sport man, and get splashy.
Switch, you don't wanna see me switch. Chop off the moped with a stick, no witch. The sweet one stepped out and drip. Three balls in her tongue, this brown skin thick. Telling me she rates my songs and dick. Back Rambo's not a fan of flicks. This 3-8 hand thing holds six. Like Turner with Bay, I can't slip.
I could talk on Bear Man's name 15. That was me on the ride on my blade. Then the next two rides, man, went on the whap, got bored, a spinner in a gauge. If you don't see no one at top, so comments with circling turnpike lane. Tryna just ching man out of there, J's eye broski, holding the clutch, then break.
Science. living in London for 50 years, there are so many different moods and moments. But what I was certain about, listening to my grandson and my son, was that something very, very serious was going to take place in this country. Our political leaders had no idea. The police had no idea. But if you looked at young blacks and young whites with a discerning eye and a careful hearing, they have been telling us, and we would not listen, that what is happening in this country to them.
Thank you.
they probably don't even keep like fucking hard logs of cash anymore.
That's the thing, yeah. Like, I think most of it's digital now.
Like,
yeah.
You wouldn't think that there's like, you could go to the bank and be like, man, I've got $6,000 in here right now, man. And they'd be like, really? And you're like, yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Give me it.
Give me it
in groceries or something.
Do you have any Kmart vouchers?
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck.
Yeah, I reckon that'd probably be... It's like that unfortunate thing, it's like it tends to always come down to economy, really, doesn't it? Like, you're always gonna...
But is that just numbers on a screen? Like, is it...
Well, I guess these days it is, like... I don't imagine that there's a fucking ledger in each bank.
No, exactly. Like, it's not some dude with a giant book somewhere.
Yeah. So, yeah, actually, probably pretty fucked.
Yeah.
You'd be going to a bank, I don't know how the fuck they would determine what amount of economy people are. Just I'm up and down.
I don't know what status you are.
Yeah,
like, I don't know where you fit in. Exactly. So you start going into banks and with a suit and tie on, just being like, oh no, I had like $10 million.
Yeah. I've got to refill my Porsche right now.
What am I going to do?
This is bullshit.
100%.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck, it would be pretty detrimental, actually, hey. It's one of those ones that you don't really... You're just like, nah, we'll be all right.
Totally. I had that moment of, like, it's totally fine, but I remember one night where my internet just failed on my old phone. Like, it just stopped working on my phone completely. Yeah. And I kept going to, like, you know, link up with people or, like... I don't know, just go online, because you just do. You just almost automatically you do these days. Just like go and start scrolling somewhere.
Yeah.
So it was that moment of like I kept reaching for this device that was meant to give me like an idea of what everyone else was doing.
Yeah.
But I was locked out. I had no idea. I had no concept of what was going on in the world. Of like, yeah, where my friends were, where my family was, like all that kind of weird shit.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like it's all linked up through my little device at the moment. And if that's not working, then, you know, and if it's not working for anyone else,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Does everyone panic?
It's funny that they're like, you say, like, you had no idea what's going on in the world, but the ironic thing is, like, what's actually really viscerally practically going on in the world is right in front of your fucking eyes. You know?
Totally, like, yeah, and I think that's
what's going on in the world
is,
like, you're standing
well,
there and there's a bus going past. And there's a guy standing over there.
Yeah,
live in the moment.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for listening to another episode of Wax Lyrical. If you're into it, hit that like and subscribe, let your friends know, because we're just going to keep doing it, whether you like it or not.